It's still big.
No, this was a small
So this is Zella Senior again. And I'm still at Marlborough, and I'm still speaking to, what's your name again?
Nikki.
Annie's daughter. So you've just been telling me, you went on to tell me about kind of the whole counterculture that you were involved in. Tell me a little bit about that.
My mother worked at Unicorn Bookshops, which was a radical bookshop run by a gay man at a time when it was illegal, who was openly gay. And he published lots of books that were banned in the UK under obscenity laws and was prosecuted. And as part of this, he asked Allen Ginsberg to come to Brighton to read How. And I sat on his lap on Brighton seafront whilst he read it for a free anarchist poetry reading. Wow. In Brighton back in the mid-60s.
And were you aware of who he was then?
No, it's just a really boring thing to do. I wanted a life that was straight and normal and a mother who wore crimpoline, not someone who lived in sin with a man who wore tie-dye frocks with long hair and did a house that smelt of Airwick, not a bedroom special, joss sticks and cannabis.
I've got one more question to ask you, because I'm writing, we've got to move out the room, so we'll start walking.
Lovely.
I'm writing a blog for Fringe Review on the way that death and dying is showing up in the festival. And this is very much an honouring of your mother. And she's dead, she's not here with us anymore. How do you feel she's still here?
In the spirit of Brighton. I think Brighton changed at a particular period of time and has remained sort of like it.
Carefully, she goes downstairs.
She was part of that change and part of that history and part of what still remains.
So how does that look in Brighton now?
Means Brighton is reasonably tolerant and easygoing, and lots of things happened first in Brighton and that have continued to do so, or happened first in Brighton.
So she was really, her status as kind of at the cutting edge, as a pioneer really,
yes.
Is what's been left behind.
Absolutely, her and many others, many of whom are in the audience here today.
Fantastic, well it's a real pleasure to have met you.
And you too.
Thank you.